Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out, and she never gives in. She just changes her mind, and she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me.
If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, you're welcome. Even if you're listening to us on the website of mikespro.fm, you're welcome as well. Or even if you listen to us in Spreaker, each and every one of you are welcome. And today you can call in. Call in, and the numbers to call in is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I must apologize to everyone first before we do actually start the show. I know that you've had a few minutes there of music. I've been reading the chat room and you seem to like the music. But let me lay you into a little secret. And before I do, let me bring on my guest, because I know I've got an amazing guest with me today. It's Donna. Donna, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm going to let everyone into a little secret here, Donna, because, you know, America's put their clocks back already. And we haven't.
No, we're a bit behind, aren't we?
And that's the secret, because we've all been in a bit of a rush, because to us, Donna, we're an hour early, aren't we?
We certainly are. But hey, we're always ready, Mike, aren't we?
Well, this is what it is to be a channel for spirit. We're always ready. We're always willing and raring to go. And I was just saying to my producer now, only a few minutes ago, you can't be serious. I just nodded off to sleep on the sofa. My arm is still numb because I've been leaning on it. But never mind, we're here, and that's the main thing. Never mind. So, Donna, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, gosh, where can I begin? Well, Mike, I've had an interest and a knowledge of spirit for most of my life, as a lot of people have. We're all psychic. We all have an ability to connect to each other, and some of us have an ability, of course, to connect to the spirit world. And I just went through most of my life knowing that there was something else there. And, of course, like a lot of people that are sensitive to spirit, you live side by side of it. You don't always understand it. You learn to keep quiet about it at certain points in your life. But I always did feel that there was always somebody else there watching over me, guiding me. And I used to have lots of precognitive dreams where I would know what was going to happen the following day, and it did. Be able to tell friends different events that were happening in their lives. And I'm sure this is sounding very familiar to a lot of people. And I was actually never going to be a medium. You know, I'm a confectioner. I make wedding cakes. And that was where I thought my life was going. And some years ago, about 14, 15 years ago, I was just brought into contact with a healer. And so my pathway began there. And she said to me, I have a message from the spirit world. And lo and behold, my journey started to unfold, and I went on to develop, became a medium.
Wonderful. And it was just as simple as that, a transaction from one thing to another, just as simple as that.
Well, actually, it was surprisingly simple, because the interesting thing was, Mike, was that I had, before that point, I had never been to a spiritualist meeting, never had a reading, but to my knowledge, I'd never spoken to a medium. I'd only ever read the books of Doris Stokes, and I suppose I was clueless, really, which actually worked quite well, because I wasn't preconditioned. So
yeah.
I was quite happy to take that journey, because, you know, having had a lot of experiences in my life, it had become very profound to the point where I couldn't sleep and I wasn't eating properly, and I just felt as I was living in two worlds. So I was really, I was quite ready to find out what this was. But interestingly, I had said to the spirit world, shortly before I met the healer, I don't want this, I want to shut it out, it's driving me nuts, so I need to develop it so that I can stop it. And lo and behold, there was a development opportunity, and then I kind of realised I could help people.
You know, and that's pretty much of an amazing story as well, Donna, because it was the same with me. I was never preconditioned into my mind. I only went along to Spurious Church one day for a laugh. I know I've said this story many times, I'm not going to bore people with the same story, but exactly the same. Only went for a laugh to prove somebody wrong, because I didn't believe that somebody that would drink, smoke, swear, would go to church. And that's the reason why I went, just to prove them wrong, because I thought, there's no way you can go to a church. Amazing, isn't it, really?
And the thing is, though, when I talk to colleagues even now, I'm always fascinated by how they were guided and how they started, because there really is something else going on behind the scenes, isn't there? It doesn't happen by chance.
Of course.
And you only realise that when the journey begins. And, of course, you know, when extraordinary things come into place so that you kind of feel that you're being guided and all these different opportunities open, you just think, well, wow, you know, it's amazing.
So is this something that you're doing full-time now, Donna?
It is now, and has been for some years. I've been so, so lucky, because I just have been really very busy, and I had to make the decision as to whether I continued to make wedding cakes for people or whether I did something that I considered to be even more worthwhile.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of workshop development classes as well. So there's quite a few different aspects to the work that I do, so it keeps me busy.
Okay. So is it like theatres that you're doing now, Donna, or is it more private things that you're working on?
Well, I'm currently off tour at the moment, and the theatre situation in the UK is quite flat just now, so because of the economic climate and what have you. So just taking a pause from that. I've done a lot of theatre, and I will hope to go back to that. But mainly my work at the moment is doing private demonstrations or small demonstrations, fundraising, one-to-one private readings, and also workshops and classes for people to discover their own abilities.
Yeah. Okay. So how long have you actually been working now, Donna?
I've been working for 14 years.
Amazing.
I look back and I think, where did that go?
You know, I kind of do the same. It's been a little longer for me. It's been 19 years for me. And, you know, I sit back and I think, nah, it can't be 19 years. There's no way. Well, mm-hmm. it is, because, you know, I remember being 17, and I'm 36 now, bridging on 37. And, yep, I started when I was 17, took my first service, and that's... And I think if it wasn't that I was so young when I started, I don't think I would remember exactly how many years, but, you know, I'll never forget that first service.
Mike, I know that we're chatting here, and technically you're interviewing me, but I must just ask a question, if I may.
Yes, yeah, certainly.
How did you find going out there and doing your service so young? What was people's reaction to you?
Oh, I had some good reaction and some bad reaction. And I'll be honest with you. Good reaction for people actually saying to me, you know, oh, well done, you know, being young and everything else. You know, I'm giving a good account of myself and of the spirit world. And then the bad reaction was of older generation of mediums saying, you shouldn't be doing this. You're too young. You need to live your life first. You should never be linking to spirit at your age. And really, really giving me, you know, what for?
Yeah.
And I decided at that time that, you know, that I enjoyed doing what I was doing. And, you know, Donna, it kept me out of trouble. A lot of my friends got themselves into trouble, you know, with the law and, you know, maybe drinking, taking drugs. I never done anything like that because I never really had the time because I was working for spirit.
Which is a really good thing because it gives you a sense that there's something more to being in the pub on a Saturday night.
Of course. I mean, my ideal Saturday night is to be out working for spirit. That's my idea of a Saturday night and a Friday night. Mm-hmm. You know, and I get more buzz, if you like, if you call it that, working for spirit than going out.
Yeah. Don't mix your spirits. That's what they always say, Mike.
Well, never ever mix them because you'll be trapped there and you won't know what's hit you. I know that. But it's absolutely amazing. Donna, should we go to the phone lines and start taking some callers? Because I know that, well, we're already a quarter way through the show, really, because, you know, I was a little late today. But I can be excused because our clocks haven't gone back yet, you know. So, yeah, let's not go there.
No.
Yeah, so I can be a little excused for us. So should we go to the phone lines and take a few callers?
Let's do that.
Okay, well, I do believe that we have Crystal first online. Crystal, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay, no problem, Crystal. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I just wanted to see if I could get some general guidance. There's been a lot of things going on right now.
Okay, no problem. Let me hand you over to Donna, okay? And Donna will work with her gift with you and see what comes of that. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so all over to you, Donna.
Okay, hi, Crystal. Nice to speak to you.
Hi, thanks.
Are you nervous?
No.
Hello? Oh, good, good. Oh, you sounded a little bit quiet there. So it's good to speak to you, and what I'm going to do is just connect to the spirit world and see if we can bring some guidance forward for you as you've asked for it. As soon as I heard your voice, I was aware of a lady pulling into my energy, and I did sense this lady had breathing problems, and she feels very strongly to me like a grandmother that you would have known. And I sensed here that she's got quite blue eyes. She's got a very sort of softly rounded face, but there is a sense of elegance with her. I don't, you know, I really don't feel that she's a kind of very cosy, roundy grandmother. She's quite an attractive lady. Do you recognise this with her, my love?
Yes, that's my dad's mom.
Your dad's mom. Okay, so she's quite nice. I can smell her, actually. She's got a really sort of strong smell of perfume with her that I think you would associate with when she was a child. And I do feel this lady had a short illness. Crystal, do you remember her being ill for 6 weeks before passing over with heart problems?
She passed very sick. Yeah, it was about 6 weeks.
Okay, and she's come right in now, and she put the softness around, and I am working quite quickly with her because time is always of the essence with her. But I do think she's a lady that would always have a word of support for you. She gives me this sense of you having very long hair when she remembered you.
Mm-hmm.
A very fine, very, very, very fine long hair. Do you recognise this?
Yes, I have long hair.
and she's kind of got this a hand all the way through it, but she said that you had quite a bit cut off of it over the years, so it's a little bit shorter now. You're just down to your shoulders.
It's still long. I actually just got an inch cut off.
I have to send her if it gets shorter. So there's obviously a hair thing with her, because her hair was important to her. Your hair is important to you. But one of the reasons, Crystal, why your hair is so important to you, because your own self-image is very important at the moment, that you nurture that. And she gives me the sense that your confidence has just moved into a space at the moment where you don't quite feel as forthright as you did. You recognize this?
Yes.
And she said that it's just literally been over the last 6 months, there's been different things that are not major things, but just lots of changes and changes within the family. And you're a lady that doesn't embrace change very well. You like to know exactly where you are, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me the sense here of you thinking about doing some work for yourself. Do you recognize this?
It's something I've always wanted to do.
Exactly. Well, okay, because she's given me the feeling here that I need to ask you to revisit that thought about working for yourself, because you are quite a capable lady. I know you're ringing into, obviously, to Mike's show, but you do have a good sense of spirituality and an ability to help people, and you can almost like give therapy to and counsel people just by being you. And she gives me the sense here of you doing some training in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about doing this? Because I feel as though you've actually either applied yourself to therapy training, or you've actually thought about starting this but not sure where to go with it.
Yeah, I've always thought about that, because I know I'm very...
All right. Because she gives me the feeling here that you've been living a very practical life, but what's happening is that your spiritual side is calling you, and so it's making you feel that, as we say here in England, more like a square peg in a round hole. Nothing feels comfortable where it was before. And you're feeling quite restless, I feel. And she's very aware of this, okay? And she's just given me the sense that there's been some talk about you having to move state. Would that be right?
To move out of state?
Yes. Yes, there's been some talk, or I just felt there'd been a conversation about whether you should actually move state.
I was actually thinking, I was seeing somebody for quite some time, and we were thinking about moving in together,
okay.
But that's kind of been put on the back burner, because that's another issue right now.
But she really is giving me the sense here. You recognize what she said about the last 6 months have been unsettled for you, so it's just like you're right out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's why the self-esteem is important to you at this particular time. You know, she said you've always been a strong woman. And even though you've got quite a soft energy, you've got a really strong personality. And it's not very often that people are able to pull you in different directions. And she's hoping to give you the strength to find that again. Because she said what's really important. I just want to say to you, I think this is the third major relationship that you've had to come through. She says about the third one.
This
the third one that's been a problem.
Yeah.
I really strongly felt there were three. I obviously, you know your life better than I do, but I really strongly felt that there were the three there. And it just feels as though you feel as though you're just going around and around in circles. What she's trying to say to you, my darling, is to build up your own self-esteem. Because when you were a child, you just did what you wanted, and she admired that. And she's trying to give you the strength to find a bit of that now. And that comes through finally sorting out and thinking about starting that business and getting those therapies sorted and really putting yourself back in the driving seat. At the moment, I feel as though this gentleman that you've talked, or this relationship you've been in, it's like this man is on a piece of string and he keeps coming and going and coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognise this?
Yes.
And you don't quite know whether or what to do with him.
Right.
You see? So she's just giving me the sense of focus, she thinks, on yourself right now. And build up, as she said, the self-esteem around you. And the rest of it will fall into place around you. Because at the moment, you don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that relationship panning out, or is that something like in the future?
Well, people often ask me these kind of things, and what I would say to you is that nothing is set in stone and everything happens with your free will, Crystal. But she tells me there is a good friendship there. You know, it's just that this is a man that's been through a lot of his own personal stuff, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's still working through that. He's still dealing with that. And I think, you know, she said it's kind of like he needs to sort himself out. He's a brown-haired man, I believe.
Yes.
And she said he's got quite a fresh young face. She said he's rather lovely, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks quite young for his age. But she said he's still sorted through a lot of issues. And I think that while he's got those unresolved, it may be that you don't have the conclusion at the moment that you're hoping for, which is why she's encouraging you to empower yourself so that you can feel strong until he sorts himself out. Okay? Does that make some sense? I mean, obviously, I would love to say to you, yes, definitely. Yes, that is absolutely back together. But I do feel that she said, you know, there's a good potential for this. It's just that he really does need to spend some time working on himself, and then hopefully you'll be able to work things through. But you understand what she says about the friendship being right between you?
Yes.
Because you are good friends, fundamentally, and that goes a long way. So it's almost like she's saying, just give him a bit of breathing space at the moment, focus on your own stuff, and just be prepared to take one day at a time for a while. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, my love. I do hope that helps. Good luck with everything. Your grandmother gives you that love. And she said, go ahead and put that colour in your hair that you thought you were going to and decided not to recently.
Okay, thank you.
All right, darling. Thank you for ringing, okay. Crystal. Goodbye. Good luck with everything.
Crystal, remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and have a copy of that reading in my archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Good, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay. Let me go back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Doris on. Doris, are you there with us?
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Doris, may I ask you where you're calling from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, and what was the reason that you're calling for?
Oh, a general reading, and the spirits have something to say, or where's my money corner in my house, my apartment?
Okay, well, what I do is exactly the same as Donna. If you was listening to Link to the Spirit World, and I'll do that for you and see where we go. And is that okay for you?
Oh, that's wonderful. I love your music, by the way. Loved it. ABBA. I love ABBA.
Good. I'm glad you did, because it caught us out a little bit, Doris, today, because obviously your clocks went back in America. Ours haven't yet in the UK, and we was all a bit all over the place, but we're here.
Not forward.
Okay, well...
Yes.
Well, as they went forward, we're still back in our year in the UK. So actually, we in our minds, we're an hour early. But to yourselves, it's bang on time. But Doris, let me link to the spirit world, then we'll see where we go in there.
Okay.
Doris, I know I've got a lady here that wants to build a vibration here with me. And I know as I'm looking at this lady, she seems to be quite drawn within her features before she passes home to the spirit world there. I know as I'm... seen her as well, she sat down, which tells me she's confined or restricted towards the end of her life there. So I know that she would have had a condition that took its toll upon this lady before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she makes me aware that there would have been lots of people around her that would have supported her, that would have helped her, that would have given her the help that she needed in this life before she passed. I know as well that she makes me aware that you know, she never wanted for nothing, because there were so many of you doing as much as you possibly could for her. I know that she would have lost lots of weight, because she wants me to look at her 1 minute, and she seems to be nicely built, but then she seems to slim down before she passed it. So I know that she would have lost a little bit of weight before she passed home to the spirit world there. I feel as if I want to say to you that she, as I said, that she links with up in your mum's side of your family, okay? I do feel as if I want to say this is maybe your grandmother, if I'm honest, David, because I'm feeling grandmother with this lady. Is that right? Do you understand her?
Yes, either my grandmother had a stroke before she died, and or my aunt, she had stomach problems.
Okay. Well, I feel this is your grandmother, if I'm honest to you with you, okay? And if I said to you that your grandmother was a very much down-to-earth kind of a lady when she was you, do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I know that she comes into life at the minute, okay? And as she's around my vibration here, Doris, I feel as if I need to say to you, that's exactly what I want to do with you. So you'd understand why I would say that, why I would feel that way. You know, I've had enough. I'm exhausted. So you would be exhausted of a situation in your life at the moment. At the minute, you feel as if you're going around in circles all the time. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And it's like as if you're, it's like as if you're doing your best for everyone else, and you seem to be banging your head against a brick wall, isn't it? You seem to be getting nowhere very fast. Is that right?
Right.
And would it be right in saying to you that you've called upon the spirit world's energy there and said to them, come on, come and help me, okay? Because she says to me that we've been listening to your calls for help. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I have. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, that's fine. Because she says to me, you've been calling upon our energy to help you, okay? And would I be right in saying there, Doris, that She's showing me yourself like as if you're sat on the edge of your bed, calling upon them, asking them to come forward. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would I also be right in saying to you there, Doris, that you must be looking at something, because I want to look at something that will... you have things that belongs to your grandmother. Is that right?
I just gave my daughter her name. I don't know if I have something right now. I don't know.
Okay, well, I want to look at something or hold something that would remind you of your grandmother in the spirit world, okay? Because I know I want to hold
peppermint.
On to this. Sorry?
Yeah. Peppermint.
Okay, because I know I want to call upon her energy and just say to her, come on, darling, come around me. Come and help me, okay? Because I need your vibration in my life, okay? And she says to me that she's there. She's trying to do the best that she possibly can for you in this life at the moment, yeah, okay? And stop fearing that you're alone, because you're not alone in this life. Do you understand that? You feel, why have they all left me? Is that right?
Huh? Yeah, sometimes I do feel like that.
Okay, because she says to me that you're not alone in this life, okay? They are very much in your vibration. They're very much around your vibration there, okay? Now, she also tells me, excuse me, she also tells me there about you're waiting patiently for something in your life right now. I don't know whether it's for results or there's an appointment that's due, but you're waiting patiently for something at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And that's making things worse for you, isn't it? Because it's like that's where the I'm being anxious. It can't come quick enough. Do you understand that? Because once I have that appointment or I have them results, then I can get on with my life.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel that it's that waiting time. It's what's really pulling you down, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
I know I'm supposed to wait patiently. I know the spirit world is helping me. But sometimes it's just limbo, still in limbo.
Yeah, and that's exactly where you are right now, isn't it? That I'm waiting, I'm trying my best, I'm being as patient as I can, but it's not happening, okay?
Right.
Know that this lady is there with you, and I believe she comes forward because she wants to bring some guidance, some help into your life, okay? She says here to me that, you know, things are becoming increasingly more difficult as we are waiting, and time is going on. It's becoming more difficult for yourself at the minute. So know that it's getting whether it is financially, yes, it is financially, because she says yes. So it's financially, it's getting harder and harder for yourself, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And
yes.
I know that she says to me that, again, that's where you need her in your life at the minute to help you financially, materially, spiritually, on all levels, okay? I'm not going to say to you that that you're going to win the lottery. Far from the word. Okay, I'd never say that to anyone unless you know we was in shares or something. But but I know that she says this to me about you know she wants to help you on all vibrations. Okay, on all vibrations. So know that she will do her very best to be with you. Okay, she says to me about the legs. Why does she make reference to the? Is it your legs, Doris, that's giving you a bit of trouble right now? Then.
Yes, especially my left leg. Yes, I have pain. I be having pain in my legs.
And let me describe. That's like a shooting pain, isn't it?
Yes.
It travels up the leg because I know that's just. See, she gives it to me, and I know it's uncomfortable. And as it shoots up and down my leg, I know that's you. So you know, I've always said, Doris, and always will, if it's recognized there in the spirit world, know that the healing is going that way anyway. Okay, so please take her love. Know that she's around you, and she will do her very best from where she is to bring her love and her upliftment and her guidance forward to you. Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it helped me a lot, actually.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sorry, I didn't mean to break down.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No problem at all. You know, I understand because, you know, I have loved ones in the spirit world. And when they come through, you know, it is touching. And it's nice to know that they're there. But you come on over to my Spirit FM and look in my archives. And that's where you'll be able to get a copy of this reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. I listen to you on the computer, okay?
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Donna, let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Elizabeth online there. Elizabeth, are you there with us? No, it's Steve. Okay, Steve, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Steve, how are you doing there?
I'm doing all right. I'm calling you from the Fort Lauderdale area. I'm in Florida.
From Florida. Oh, that's lovely, Florida. I'm actually going to be visiting Florida very soon, September. So watch this space, Steve, isn't it?
Yeah, I heard you on the other weekend with Sarah Spiritual, and I'm a regular caller to her show, and I've heard you twice. You're brilliant. You're fantastic, man. You're great.
Oh.
You're the greatest.
Thank you very much. It really means a lot to me. But, Steve, I'm not actually going to work with you. I'm going to pass you over to my wonderful guest, Donna. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's not a problem.
Okay, Donna, it's all over to you.
Hi, Steve. Nice to speak to you.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I was just thinking about coming over to Florida with Mike in September. It sounds fantastic.
Get in the suitcase, Donna. I've got room.
I'll carry your suitcase, Mike. Steve, it's nice to speak to you. Is there anything particularly you feel you need help with today?
Yeah, I just called in for a general reading. Whatever comes through, I'll be more than happy to accept it because there's too many things really going on in my life at this point for me to pinpoint it to one question. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. And as Mike was talking to Doris there, I was making a link for our next caller, and I was very aware of a man that came forward. He felt like your dad. I had this sort of feel of father. But I wasn't quite sure, so I need to just let him work a bit further with me. The man that I have with me is actually quite a tall man, and he's just around about 6 foot tall. And he gives me a feeling of being a clean-shaven man and a full head of hair. And I had the sense he were brown eyes with him. But I feel you knew this man. I'm thinking this may be your father's father. Do you recognize this with him?
Yeah, my father's still alive. My grandfather passed in 1985.
Right, okay, because I just wasn't quite sure, as I said at first, whether it was your father, and then this guy said, no, it's father's father. And I just had this sense with him as being a very, very clean, very well-groomed man and looking quite nice there. He's showing me himself earlier than when he passed away. I feel here, I would say he was probably around about 65, the way I can see him. And I do feel that's because as he got older, he really wasn't very well, and it took his toll on his appearance.
He had passed of cancer.
Yeah, so because I have the sense here that he really didn't want me to think of him looking the way that he did, but rather when he'd still got that good head of hair and he'd got, you know, and it sort of parted on one side and pushed over. But I do have a strong sense of the military here with this man, and that he'd had some years in service. But he had actually come out and almost gone on to do some work with with the government somehow, it feels that way. Do you recognize this?
No, the individual you're speaking of is not my grandfather. That would be my great-grandfather's brother. He was in the military, and he was clean-shaven, too, as well, and tall.
I've sensed the height with this. What I think is, Steve, is that we have two men here that are just looking for your attention at the moment, because I do have the feeling of your grandfather that did degenerate at the end. But as you said, there's this very strong presence of this military man in your life that has come in and is the height. So we won't go back over all the information again, but I do feel this is all men on your father's side.
Yes, that's true.
And there's a real sort of sense. I actually feel, I'm so lucky being a medium, because they're all really quite attractive men. It's quite nice to see them in my mind's eye. And I do have this feeling that you almost need that military precision around you at the moment, Steve. And you like discipline, don't you? And you like to have your life in quite a strict order, and that's just not happening at the moment.
Yes,
okay.
What you're saying is absolutely correct, yeah.
All right, and I feel as though it's just bringing that, you need to bring that discipline back in, which this man is trying to do for you at this time. I felt that I heard the name of Reginald mentioned also here.
Richard.
Okay, right. So
yes.
You recognize that with this gentleman?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So we've got an ID. That's always good news, because it's nice to know exactly who we're talking to. He's come in and he's got this amazing smile. And, you know, Steve, he's talking to me about you being quite artistic.
Yes, that's the case. He's also talking
to me about music figuring quite strongly in your life at this particular time. And I just have this strong sense that you'd either started to play an instrument but stopped. Do you recognize this? Because I have a feeling here of there that you should have joined some. I can see a guitar here being played with you as a younger man, but you found your creative expression through doing artwork with your hands.
Yeah, I used to draw a lot. Yes.
Okay, and through circumstance and through having to earn a living, you've just had to go in to do lots of different work that I think has been quite difficult for you to follow through.
Yes.
And I do have the sense here as well that you've had some health issues, Steve. Do you have back problems, my love? Because as I'm working here with you and talking to this man, I just have the sense that you do sometimes get quite a lot of pain right through the center of your body.
Yeah, my sciatic nerve, yes.
It's just almost like it takes your breath away, and it's sometimes quite hard to get out of bed some days and get going with this. And so it's right down
yes.
the center column of your body. But these are,
yes.
these are side products, actually, Steve. And I'm just having the feeling here, you're quite, what's the word? He's giving me the sense that you're quite by yourself sometimes. You spend a lot of time by yourself, yes?
Yes.
And he also tells me, I have the feeling of you living alone, or feeling as though you're living alone at this particular time.
Yes.
And he said that has been okay for you, but you've come to a point now where you've actually thought, I don't really want this anymore. I want something different.
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Are you sure? Because I can't quite put my finger on the one thing that feels as though it's not right at the moment. It just feels as though you're thinking, well, what now? What do I do with myself? He puts a question mark over the work that you're doing. Steve, you're working in some kind of factory environment at the moment, or like a workshop environment. Right, because I'm actually seeing that you're working in an industrial environment. That's how I want to put it.
An industrial environment.
Yeah, working sort of with your hands, with tools, and I can hear things sort of banging in the background, like hammering something.
I used to be an engineer for 15 years, but that stopped in 2008 when I got laid off.
Right, so you understand the question mark that he put over your work, because that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of what it is that you're doing. And he put the question mark over and he showed me this environment. So I'm thinking that this is where he's trying to draw the attention to, because I don't feel as though you've done a great, I know you mentioned being laid off yourself, but I don't sense that you've done a great deal since then. And it's just been sort of like little bits and pieces of work that you've done now and then. But there's nothing really concrete there.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Right.
And that's one of the worries at the moment, and it's where you're going, do you know what, Steve? This man is saying, why don't you go back to school? He feels that that might be a way forward for you. You're a highly intelligent man. You've got a very sharp mind. And it may just be time to do something different while you're looking for the work that you need to do. So he's put that suggestion to you. Have you thought about this?
Going back to school? No.
Or doing some kind of refresher, retraining? Because I just had this, I really felt here that he said, use your brain. It's a really good one. It's really important to keep your mind going. Do you know, Steve, I'm just going to go for this because I always trust what spirit are giving me, but I really could see you on a writing course. Because I have the sense here, especially from the past, that you like to write. And he talked to me about sort of like short stories and articles. Would you recognize this?
Yes, I do. I recognize
it's a talent. It's a talent that you have that he feels needs nurturing, which is why he's suggested that you might consider going and taking a proper writing course so that you can do some bits of writing and actually get paid for it.
Okay.
And sometimes spirit can take us off in different directions that we haven't even thought of. All right. Now, obviously, might be a challenge for you because of needing to find work, but it just feels as though a total change of direction is where he's trying to steer you in this. And he just gives me the sense that with you sort of being by yourself at the moment, that's where you're meant to be, to have that sort of bit of quiet time, because, you know, ordinarily you like living by yourself, I think, but it's just all got a little bit confusing in your mind at this particular time. All right. So sometimes when we say things that the spirit brings forward, it's not what we imagine would be said, but it's often, as Mike will say, there are often things that the spirit wants to inspire you to do that you might not actually have thought of as a main, but it's a really good way forward, and it's up to you what you do with that. But okay. I have the sense here as well, just quickly here to finish off, with you not being close to the family at the moment.
Not being close to family?
Yes. Because he gave me the feeling that you have family, but it's just that I just felt that you weren't actually seeing them and being with them as much as you normally would be.
Yeah, that's the case.
Okay, and he gives me this feeling, it's up to you what you do, but he said, you know, sometimes if we touch back in base with people, it gives us a sense of direction that we need, because it feels at the moment as though you're a man that's just a bit on an island trying to work it all out yourself, and there's always plenty of things that can be done.
Yes.
So, I do hope his words have meant something to you. Please have a think about them, Steve, as it is really clear to me right the way through the reading. But he is just saying to me, it may sound flippant, but please try not to worry about the money. And he said, you're waiting for a sum of money to arrive. Yes? Did you recognize this?
Yes.
And he said,
yeah, they know me.
Yeah, don't you dare give up hope. He's working on it. And you should have a legal document through shortly that will tell you exactly what and when.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks I'm going to court, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So he's just saying, you hang on in there, boy. I'm sorry if it sounds a bit direct, but that's his way. You hang on in there, boy, because I'm on this for you, and I am with you on this, and you should get a resolution to it soon, and then you can breathe and start to do the things you need to do.
I'm wondering what form that would come in, because this has been some challenging 7 months for me.
Okay, what he's just saying, leave it with me. I'm working on it. He's telling, and again, I just reiterate before I leave you that the legal document that will tell you when and where will come to you shortly, and I feel so strongly. So please, Steve, just put a little bit of faith in this man. He knows what he's doing, and you should know soon what's happening.
Does he like the fact that I'm in the media and entertainment right now?
Yes, he does, which is why he talked about the creative side of things earlier on. He's quite happy for you to do that. He's happy with the change that you've made to touch into your creativity. Watch what he said about that music and that guitar, because that will also figure in this too.
Right. Okay.
All right, Steve.
I know what he's saying.
Good, good, good. I hope it's been of help to you, my friend. It's been a pleasure. Good luck when you go to court.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing my deceased relatives back alive once again.
You're very welcome. They send their love to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
For calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be having a copy of that reading in the archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling, Steve. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Beverly online. Beverly, are you there with me?
Hello?
Hi, Beverly.
Hi.
May I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Beverly?
In regards to relationship, and I just want to know if one, will I be in one this year?
Okay. Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, Beverly, okay?
Sure.
Is that okay if I do that for you and see what comes of it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, bear me a second. Okay. Beverly, I know as I'm making a connection here with yourself, I know that there's a lady straight away that comes through. I know that she passes with like a stroke, because I know that the one side of her body is numb as I'm speaking here to her.
Yes.
She makes me aware, I want to say to you, that she didn't want to be in the hospital no more. I want to be in my home, because I know that she makes me aware I want to be in the home, and she made that point perfectly clear, that she didn't like it there. She didn't like them. And you know, she got frustrated, and she's making me frustrated now, bless her. I want to be in my home, okay? You'd understand this with her, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying this to you, that she done herself no favors in the hospital either, did she?
No.
Okay, because I know that she makes me aware that, I think you're having a bit of a technical issue here, I think. No, we're fine. Okay, I know that she makes you aware that she didn't like it there. I know that she made it hard for herself, because she wouldn't take to whatever they was telling her, whatever she was supposed to do. She wouldn't do it because she was stubborn. I want to be around my own environment. I want to be around my family. And why do I want to see to you that there was someone that couldn't get to the hospital to see her? So I don't know whether it was her partner, or there would have been somebody connected that was close to her that couldn't actually get there, whether they physically wasn't able to or something. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because she says to me, I needed to be back at home for the one that couldn't get me, okay, or couldn't get to me. And she makes me aware that, you know, there was so much hurt, so much upset, and I feel as if I need to keep it all away. And you know, don't let people know that I'm ill, because she didn't want people to see. I want to stop banging my hands on the table here. But I know that's the way that she makes me feel. I'm frustrated, I'm annoyed. But I know as she makes her link around your vibration there.
Yeah.
About a minute. I know that, you know, all that's just the memories, okay? And obviously she's not frustrated no more because of the way that she was. She's going to have a perfect clear view of everything that goes around your life and everybody else's life, okay? And all of her family and her friends and all her loved ones she can be with, okay? And I believe that I need to say to you that she wants to be with you at the moment. And I know that you asked me about a relationship there, but she says to me, you know, you have been in a relationship, but it's been on and off, isn't it?
Yes.
And
it's not
that's
off.
Okay. Because I know it's been on and it's been off and it's been on and it's been off. And it's, you know, it's, if I say to you that you thought yourself, well, it's about time that I just didn't want it no more with this one particular person, because it's never going to be the way I want it to be, is that right? You've kind
yes.
of real. Okay. See, because she understands you, okay? She's been around your life. And I know it's like as if I want to say, you know, she, when she was you in this life, she wouldn't be shy. If she had something to tell you, she would tell you, wouldn't she? If she had something to... And, you know, if she had to give you a row, she would.
Yes.
I want to give you a row, okay? I'm not going to, so don't worry, okay? But I want to give you a row because she says to me, you know, I would tell you straight, and she wants me to raise my voice. But I believe why she wants to do that is because you are very similar to her in your character-wise, aren't you?
Yes.
You're quite outspoken, aren't you? You hold nothing back, if I may say that.
Sometimes, yes.
Because she says to me that, you know, in this... why she says that is, that, you know, that the one you've just broken up with, or you, it was on and off, and you're not with them anymore. Oh, you let your peace of mind go then, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I should have.
Okay. Because she says to me that, you know, enough is enough. It's about time that we learn to stand. I mean, learn. That's the wrong word. But it's about time that we stood on our own 2 feet and really had what we well deserve, okay, because she tells me you are quite sympathetic, you are quite caring, you are very much down to earth, and you will do your absolute best for others around you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know she says to me that before we settle down in anything, you need to sort yourself out first, okay, because we can't give our best if we're not at our best. And I know that right now that you're not at your best. Is that right?
That's true, yes.
Okay. And, you know, she certainly feels to me as if I want to say to you that, you know, it's like a progress of things, and you know, one step at a time. Now, I want to say to you that I know that your life is going to change in front of you quite soon, okay? And steadily, one step at a time, I know I need to say to you, okay? See, she's rushing me now, and I know I'm getting tongue-twisted when they rush me. But I know I want to say to you that, you know, one step at a time, okay? Take it nice and slowly and easily, okay? What do I want to say to you about the new? You brought something new into your home then, have you?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
There's something new to do with your home. So I don't believe it's a new home. I don't believe that you moved. You may have mind, but... I believe it's like if I want to bring something new into home, either I've just bought something or I'm going to buy something, or I've been looking at something new to go in the home.
Yes.
Okay, because she likes it, okay, and she says, I like it. It's nice. And it's about time that you did have things that you like for once, okay, because it seems to be always that you're doing for everyone else and you kind of leave yourself out to last, isn't it, okay? And you know, that makes it... quite annoyed because she says to me, you are just as important as everyone else, okay? You are just as equal as everyone else in this life, okay? And you have a right to be happy just the same as everybody. You understand?
Yeah.
Good. Now, Beverly, I know that she's very close in your vibration, okay? I could spend hours here, but I really could because she, you know, she's a lovely energy to work with. and would I be right in saying that she must have understood the spirit world herself because, you know, this is all so easy for her?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Good, because, you know, as I said, it's also easy, and I know in the years I work for Spirit World, they need to know how to use me as well as I need to know how to use them, okay? And this is so easy for it to use me that the communication is lovely here. So that suggests that she would have obviously understood the Spirit World. Now, she would have worked for in some way herself, wouldn't she? She would have had a connection to the Spirit World herself, is that right?
Oh, yes.
And, you know, this is like going back in generation as well. I could go back in generation to find more links to the spirit world or people that would link to the spirit world in your family. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Because I know it's like handed down through the generation. And you know, she says to me, you can do it, my girl, as well. Okay?
Yes.
And you have done it before as well, haven't you?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you sometimes push it to one side now?
I have, but I'm not going to do that any longer.
Okay. So long as you understand, that's what's important to you, Beverly, isn't it? Because she says to me, you know, you kept pushing it to one side, and you know, it's no good. You have to use your ability that you have, okay?
Yes.
And bless her. She starts coughing to me now, okay? So no, so you want to start coughing, and this, oh, okay. She must have had, even though I've said that she passed with a stroke, she must have, like, every now and again, something caught her breath and I want to start coughing with her and start, I need to catch my breath. Would you understand that that's the way she would have been?
Yes.
Good. And I know, I don't mean good because that's the way she was, I mean good because you understand. But I know that there's a gentleman that makes his connection here with me as well. And I know that, bless him, as he comes forward, he's quite a short man. He's maybe around the 5 foot two, 5 foot three in his height, okay? I know that he would be quite a casual dress, laid back kind of a man, you know, whatever, take me as I am, that's the way he comes through. I know that he's, you know, loved doing his... He wants me to look underneath the car bonnet for some reason. So I know I could, you know, I was a big handy man then, okay, particularly with cars and mechanical. You know, I'd like to get my hand in and have a go at doing most things, okay. I believe that he connects with the lady, like as if I want to say it could be like her partner or somebody like her dad, because I know it's very close with her. Do you understand her?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. See, and as he steps into the vibration, and again, you know, he's a gentle soul, and as he steps into the vibration here, I just, what's been the problem with your car then? Or the something to do with he wants to fix things?
Yes, yes.
Because you see, come on, boy, let's have a go, let's fix it. And he wants me to come over and fix the car or whatever it is that needs fixing. And you know, he's got no chance, really, is he? But I can't even fix my own cars, I've got to be honest. But you know, he makes me aware that, come on, let's have a go, let's get the spanners.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, if I say to you that he says, hang on now. Okay. Okay, he was quite stubborn in his ways, though, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. And I believe that I want to say to you that where he was stubborn, that would have been to do with the things that he didn't enjoy in life. Is that right?
I agree, yes.
Okay. And, see, it's like he doesn't even want to speak to me no more. Go away, he's saying to me.
Hmm.
And that's the way he would have... If he didn't like someone or something, he wouldn't put no time and no effort into it, would he?
Yes, correct, yes.
Okay, that's fine, because he's come back now, because, you know, I know that... See, as he says to me, go away. That's because if he didn't like me, then that's the way he would be, okay? Very stand back, very standoffish, but he's fine now, because I've said it, and you understand. Now, where's his watch gone then?
That I do not know.
Okay, because he says to me about my watch. So would you understand that he would have had a love for his watch? He would have loved his watch when he always wore his watch no matter what?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that I want to say to you this watch is important to him, and... there's something to do with it stopped working or the hands fell off it.
Okay,
you don't understand that, do you?
No.
Okay, do you know where the watch is now?
No, I don't.
Can you remember that I'm just saying it to you? Okay, just remember I'm saying it to you, and if it comes... If somebody, you know, if you get into a conversation with maybe a family member to do with a watch,
okay,
you just watch out for it, because I know that, you know, he's not saying it for any old reason. It's the reason for him saying it. And I believe that, like, either the hand has fallen off the watch or it's stopped working for some reason. And I believe that when you find this out, you just send him a little thought, because I know that he's there with you, okay? But to answer your question, are you going to be with someone soon? Now, I want to say, and this might not be what you want to hear, but no, not yet. and because you need to sort yourself out first, okay? And bring your life back on track, because I know that you pull down and down and down, that's not for yourself, okay? The main thing is, it's you, okay? Once you can be, like I said to you, you cannot give your best if you're not at your best.
That's true. That's very true.
No, when you're at your best, that's when life will change.
Does that
help you a bit, Beverly?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And remember,
thank you.
Come on over to Mike's Spirit.fm And if you have a copy of that reading in my archives, I say thank you very much for listening. Okay. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines there, Donna. I do believe that we have Brenda online. Brenda, are you there with me?
Hello?
Hello, is that Brenda?
It's Barbara.
Barbara, sorry, I do apologize. Barbara, where are you calling from there, Barbara?
Arizona.
Arizona. You know, and that's one of my stops when I come on over to the USA. Florida, Arizona, absolutely wonderful. I'm going to pass you over to my wonderful guest, Donna, and she use her abilities to make a link with you. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, it's all over to you, Donna.
Okay, hello, Barbara, how are you?
Good, Donna, how are you?
Oh, good, I'm great, thank you, and it's lovely to talk to you. Is there anything particular that you wanted some help with this evening?
Just want to see, today's my birthday, so I just kind of wanted to see, like,
oh.
Going forward, it's kind of a feeling a lot of melancholy and missing my dad kind of thing today, so.
Okay, lovely. All right, well, happy birthday, Barbara. That's lovely. I'm sure we'll all can sort of imagine everybody singing a big song to you there, so that's lovely. And as I've been listening to Mike, obviously working with a previous call, I was making a link there for you. And I was very aware of, well, first of all, I had a lady in here that I felt was your mum. And it's a lady that very much was part of your growing up. And I sense with this particular lady, I'll just describe her for you. She's not very tall. She's only around about 5'4". And I believe that she had two different types of cancer. I feel very dizzy with her. So I feel that this affected her balance and her mind, and I've got lots of headaches and lots of pressure. But it wasn't discovered until a bit later on. I think this lady was treated for lots of different ailments, but it transpired that she had cancer. And she's taken me to her lower area, like in her tummy, and I'm trying to get the feel for her actual relationship with you. And I feel she's your mother's mother.
Okay.
Would you recognize this with her?
Either it sounds more like my mother's sister.
Okay. Okay, the main thing about this lady is that she had quite a good part in the growing up of your life.
That would have been my grandmother, though.
All right, okay. The lady that I'm seeing with me, what I'll do, Barbara, if there's ever any question about who the relationship is to you, I'll just describe the person and we'll work from there. But the lady that I have with me very clearly, show me a photograph of her. When she was younger, she had very dark, almost black hair. And she's a very attractive lady. And she gives me this sense of passing in her 60s.
Okay.
And the more I feel the sense with her, it's confusing. I think there's two ladies here that are just sort of falling over each other, as it were, to speak to you. Your grandmother, I feel, was quite a well-rounded lady. She carried a little bit of weight. And I sense with her that she had very well styled grey hair, but there's a real shine to it.
Yeah.
That's her. Do you know, I can smell vinegar, Barbara. I'm sure this lady used to rinse her hair through with vinegar. It's so strong, just keep it shiny. She wasn't a lady that needed to wear a lot of makeup.
No.
But she, I have this sense here of you actually spending time almost like living with her for short periods during your growing up.
I spent a lot of weekends. I didn't live with her, but I would spend the weekends there.
Because what I'm seeing here is you carrying a little bag into her house.
Uh-huh.
And then carrying it out again. I'm sensing here with her, with this as a memory, that her house was joined onto somebody else's house. So sort of what we call here a semi-detached house.
Yeah, so they had a house in the back.
Okay. I just had this sense of all the smells, and it was a very, very casual, very relaxed house. Do you recognize the condition of cancer with her?
No,
because
I don't remember.
All right, this is a lady that I feel was unwell for quite a period of time, and I think you'd come to know her as a lady with health problems.
Yeah.
Okay, and she talked specifically about the six years in her life where she felt that she kind of struggled. But what's amazing about this lady is that even though she was unwell, she kept going. She would keep moving. She didn't give up.
Right.
And she just gives me the sense that when she finally passed away, it was very quick.
Yeah.
And she gives me the feeling that there was like a regret. Had you not been there with her, Barbara, when she passed? Because I had the sense that you regretted that, but that's not something you should ever regret, because she wouldn't have wanted you to do that with her. There's such a tenderness with this lady, but my God, she's got a very big laugh. When something's funny, she really laughs. You know, and she'd sort of throw back her head and off it would go. My love, she's also trying to bring in the energy of your father here, because they would have known each other, all right?
Uh-huh.
And when your dad comes in, he feels fairly quiet to me, a quiet personality. And he's just, I can feel him sort of coming into my energy and moving back a bit and then coming in. This gentleman I have here, I can see as a very smart but thin gentleman. And I'm having the feeling here with a thin moustache with him.
Uh-huh.
And hair swept over to one side. Does this sound like your father, Barbara?
My father had like real silver gray hair. I don't know how he is now, but he was little.
But he was little, okay. But and the moustache as well. But quite a pleasant, nice-looking gentleman.
Very, yeah. He had very, very handsome.
And because you know what I could see with him? I could see him in a photograph, and he looks to me like one of those fantastic 1950s film star icons. He's got that kind of look about him. He's got beautiful skin. And, you know, he's sort of leaning forward in the photograph. And he gives me the clear feeling that you have a photograph like this of him in a frame that is broken at the back where you stand it up.
Yeah, I do.
And sometimes it falls down.
Yeah.
It's him. It's actually him nudging it, Barbara. He's pushing the frame.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll stop taping it.
Well, if it's holding it together, tape it. But, you know, he's telling me that there's been so many times recently that you've actually spoken to him. My love, I have the sense that you call your dad daddy when you talk to him in your mind.
Yeah.
And he's heard you. Okay, and he's actually saying, you know, think about it. When you think about me, that picture goes flat very soon afterwards. And you keep standing it up. So, certainly very close to you here. I know he's your dad, and I know that fathers and daughters are very special together, but he gives me some very clear memories of you in a boat with him. And I can see him rowing in the boat. Do you remember this from your childhood?
No.
There's a memory of you going to a lake. And actually, he'd like pay some money and take a boat out on this lake with you in it.
I don't remember.
Okay. Sometimes when you've had a reading, you can talk to the family and it comes back in.
Okay.
And he's so close. He also talks very quickly about all the confusion in the family after his passing. And I had the sense here that the family were unprepared for that to happen.
Yeah, he died unexpectedly.
Right, because my feeling is here there was a lot of paperwork. There were a lot of things that had to be tied up and sorted out. and these, you know, sort of like paperwork, and he's laughing at pieces of paper and this kind of thing. And I feel as though he tried to tie them up, but he hadn't done it quite enough, so it was still a worry for the family to have to do. Do you know what he's saying here?
Okay.
It was just about, you recognise what he's saying about this bit of confusion after when he passed, nobody knew quite what to do.
Yeah, my mom handled all of that, but yeah, it was a little chaotic for her for a little while.
Yeah, because there was a sense here that he didn't mean to leave it like that, but he wasn't expecting to go as he did. I do have this strong feeling of a pain through the centre of my chest and my heart, so I do feel that he went very quickly in this way.
Yeah.
But he said, that's okay, because I'm still right here with you. I believe your dad was a man that liked to dance.
He loved to dance.
And he tells me he's still doing it.
I believe it.
He is,
I can see
still
him.
Doing it, yeah. And you can dance with him if you wish. Because he said you used to love to dance as well. It's something he brought to the family. And, my love, your mum's still here, is that right? Mum's still living?
Yes, yes.
Right, okay. Because he was just saying that she misses dancing with him.
Yes, she does.
Okay. Could you please just tell her that he knows about the problem that she has with her right leg and foot?
Okay.
And she has a lump on the side of her main toe joint. Do you know of this?
Yeah, I believe so.
For her, yeah, and she's not walking so well on it. And he said, could you just tell her that I'm aware of that?
Okay.
I'm trying to give her a bit of pain relief with this. Barbara, I could stay with this man all night, and we do have to move on shortly, my darling. But what he's just saying is that life will always do things to us that we don't quite understand. But more than anything at the moment, I think it's just knowing that he's close to you and it's not your imagination.
Okay.
And he talked to me very briefly about, you have a thing about butterflies?
Oh, I tend to see them.
Yeah, well, that, because what he said is, he's showing me that butterflies are highly significant to you, and he often sends you a butterfly when you need it the most.
Okay.
Because they come out of season.
Okay.
And when you see them, they're not always in season. That's your dad just sending you a little bit because he appreciated them as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm
very, very quickly just trying to get a summary here. He's just saying, please try not to take on so much stress within the family.
Okay.
You know, people do tend to need you to sort all of their stuff out, and it can't always be done. You haven't always got the energy there. He tells me he knows that your energy levels have been quite low recently. And it just seems to be as though you get part ways in the day, and it's almost as if somebody just takes your energy from you. Do you recognise this?
Yeah.
Because he said, maybe just go and have a little bit of a check over with your doctor, your consultant, whatever.
Yeah, I have a brain tumour that they have postponed taking out.
All right, my darling. Okay, so you're still in touch with them in this way, yes?
Yes.
You're still good, because he's just saying, you know, keeping that checkup going. That's so absolutely vital.
Okay.
But I did just have the sense here that overall you're really doing well. It's just the energy thing that's a bit of a problem for you at this time. But your dad is aware of the health issue that you have.
Okay.
All right, my love. And he's right beside you and giving you a helping hand with that. Okay.
Thank you.
And my love, I'm very careful what I say to people as a responsible medium, but I do have a clear sense that, you know, there's a lot of support there, and there's a lot of work for you to do this side of life first.
Thank you.
All right, darling. So
okay.
he wants to just give you this. He's as he's leaving, he's just putting a silver ring into your hand. And I believe that he gave the silver ring as a gift when he was living.
My mom just gave me the wedding their wedding ring that he gave her It was the first one when they got engaged. And then it's the silver. It's white gold. And I'm wearing it. And she gave it to me Valentine's Day because he had asked her to marry him 56 years ago.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, what he did just show me was put in that silver ring into the center of your hand, so he knows you have it.
Yeah.
All right,
thank
my
you.
Lots of love to you. Enjoy the rest of your day and know that your dad's right with you. Can you give your mum just a kiss on the side of the cheek from him? And he
I
said,
will.
One day we'll do the jive again.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, Barbara. God bless.
Thank you, Barbara. And, you know, I want to just wish you happy birthday as well. And I'm pleased that you called in. And from Wales, we say Pembroke Hapus Ichi. So happy birthday there, Barbara. So let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Alisa online. Alisa, are you there with me? Hi, is this Alisa? Hi, is that Alisa? Okay, Lisa, you're there with us. Just now, we'll have to move on. Okay, let's move on. And I'm going to get myself into trouble here saying this one. It sure is, I can't even read it. Donna, can you read that there?
I believe it's
something like that. Are you there with us?
Hello, hello.
Hello, how do you pronounce your name?
Ashiel.
Do you know what? I thought my producer was taking the mick out of me then for a second, because he does like to do that now and again. But no, you're very welcome. May I ask you where you're calling from?
New York City, yeah.
From New York City. You know, and that's one of the places that I'm planning to visit in October, November. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
General question. But I want to focus on this government issue I'm waiting on.
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
And if that's okay, I'll do that for you, okay? But can I just ask you, first of all, do you have the radio turned up there? Because we're having a little bit of feedback. Okay, well, if you can just turn the volume down on the computer, then that'd be fine. So just mute it, and we'll be well away. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, I know I've got a gentleman here that wants to link here with you, okay? And as I'm with this gentleman, I believe I want to say to you that... he links towards your dad's side, because I know that he comes to dad's side of the family here with him as he makes a connection. I know he's quite a well-built gentleman. I know that he's quite largely built up on top as well, so I feel that he's quite a muscular kind of a man of when he was here with us, okay? I do believe that when he passed home to the spirit world, that he would have been maybe going into his like late 60s, early 70s, maybe of when he passed, because I'm feeling as if he enjoyed his life and he enjoyed the time off that he had in his life as well. I know that I want to say that to you that he's quite well dressed, because he wants me to sort myself out here at the moment, okay? So I know that he's quite a well dressed kind of a man when he was here with us, okay? Do you understand of him first?
No, sure.
Okay, let me go on with him. Now, in your dad's family, would I be right in saying that there's a large family with your dad?
Yeah.
And most of them I don't really know.
Okay. Because I know that I want to say to you that it's a large family with your dad, okay? And let me go back a generation with your dad, okay? Let me come around your granddad. I know that there's a large family with them as well, also. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, because I know that's where this gentleman connects, okay? So please think on him. please remember I've said them to you, okay? Because I know it's very difficult if you, you know, if you have to go back and ask, then I accept that, okay? But I know that this gentleman is around your life at the minute. And he tells me here that, you know, you feel as if your life's around in circles all the time. Is that right? You feel as if your life is going around in circles all the time. Is that right?
Yes.
Would I be right in saying that, you know, it's not just this, see, the first question that you asked me about a government thing, it's not just that. There's other issues going on in your life as well, isn't it? Okay. Because I know I want to say to you, it's like to and fro and back and forth here. And I know that he makes me feel as if, you know, there's so much in you. You want to give so much at the minute that you feel, you know, I need to start battling on with this. I need to start bringing things forward. I need to start making people aware of things, okay? So it is that you want to bring people's awareness to things. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, for some reason here as well, now I know that, see, it's like an awareness for the spirit world yourself. So you understand the spirit world yourself in somewhat ways. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying there then that you would like to know more about the spirit world and how it works and how the mechanics works behind this and how is all possible? Is that right?
I try to make it easier for you.
Okay, because I know that he tells me here about that you would want to know exactly how this thing is possible and how it works. Okay, and you know, I must say that, you know, I can answer that question for me, for myself. It's the most simplest, easiest thing I've ever done in my life because I believe it's such a natural born gift to have, okay? Each and every one of us are born in this life to and have the gift of being psychics, but not all psychics will become mediums, okay? And there is a big difference, believe you me. But I know I want to say that you, that with yourself, let's work with it. Let's try and understand them more, okay? And these people from the world of spirit will come very close to you and work alongside you. I know that there's a lady here as well that I believe when she was with us, that when she passed home to the spirit world, that you would have held this lady's hand before she passed home. So do you understand that you would have held a lady's hand just before she passed home to the spirit world there?
Sure.
Let me link to your mum's side, okay? And I'm not sure where your mum is, but your mum is still with us then, is she?
No, she's not.
She's already passed into the spirit world. Okay, that's fine. Because, you know, I didn't think it was your mum, if I'm honest with you. I think it's more, maybe... see, your mum... Was it three sisters with your mum?
Say it again.
Was it three sisters that your mum had?
Oh, it's possible. I grew up somewhere else, you know, I stay away from the family a little bit, so I have to do my homework and that.
Okay. So it's a bit difficult to understand who comes. Again, you know,
yeah.
I accept that, I really do, you know, because if it wasn't that you grew up around them, then, you know, it would be hard. But know that these people are with you, okay? Know that they're going to, you know, fight in your corner, if you want, for a better word, okay? Now, I'm being told now, don't back down, okay? Don't back down, because I know that whatever this thing is with the government thing, that you're trying so hard, you're working so hard at it, okay? But don't back down, because I know that these people in the spirit world are backing you every step of the way. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know as well, I want to say that you... I don't know, but why would I see like as if you're protesting at something? I don't know if you've done that.
Protesting at something?
Yeah, have you been like, because I can see like as if I want to hold like banners and protesting. Have you done that?
There's a lot of things that family that's not agreeing with, and you know, I don't know if that's what it, you know, referring to. I just kind of don't agree, and I kind of distance myself from it.
Okay, well, I can see with like a big banner protesting for something. Okay.
Oh, really?
So that's either to do with the government thing, or that's something that you've already done in your life. Okay, because now I can see this big banner. It's waving around, and I believe that you are waving this banner around, and it's like as if I'm protesting about something. Okay, it's something to do with like study. So I don't know if you're studying or if you have a long just come out of studying or out of school or something, but I know I want to see to you, it's like a studying thing. So whatever you're protesting about, it's about something to do with like school.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand?
No, but maybe it's coming up. I'm not aware of it yet.
Okay, okay, that's fine. Okay, I'm okay. Okay. Now I know as well. I want to bring you. Let's come around your life, because I know I want to say to you that there's like an anniversary that's coming up soon. So it'd either be a birthday, a passing, or anniversary or something. But I know I want to come around the May time. May is important to you, isn't it?
Maybe. A lot of this thing, I can't really think of it now. Maybe later on I'll understand it.
Okay, that's okay. Well, it's all going to be in the archives, okay? Everything I've said, download a copy of this episode in my archives, and you'll be able to listen to it back, and I'm sure that it will all click into place there for you. You know, I'm exactly the same. You work with me, I'll tell you no all the time. Until I go back and ask, then that's when it becomes apparent, okay? But you listen back into my archives, I'm sure that you'll understand exactly where I'm going. I'm going to say thank you very much for calling in. Okay, thank you. Bye now. Okay, let's shoot back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Susan online. Susan, are you there with us? Hi, is that Susan?
Yes, hello.
Hi, may I ask Susan where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Okay. And Susan, what was the reason that you called in for?
Oh, I was just wondering if you have any messages for me from Spirit.
Okay, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, I'm sure Donna will do her very best if you. Donna, are you okay there?
I'm still here. Hello, Susan. Nice to speak to you.
Hi, Donna. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. How is it there in beautiful California?
It's a gorgeous day, actually, so.
Oh, I wish I was there. thanks for calling into the show, as Mike said. And I'll just make a link with the spirit world, Susan, and see what we can do here for you. First of all, when I realized it came up on the screen that you were the next caller, I had an image of you being a very fair blonde hair lady.
No.
You're not? Oh, interesting.
No, I'm actually dark.
Yeah, are you? Oh, that's curious. Let's explore that, because everything happens for a reason. It just it came into my mind with a lady that had the fair hair. So let's have a look and see if it's the spirit lady that we have here. I'm just having a really strong feeling here, Susan, of mum in the spirit world. Would that be right for you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so mum's just moved into my energy here. Although you said you're a dark-haired lady, she's still giving me the vision of you having this fair hair. So I'm thinking that it's very possible that you may have had fair hair when you were younger. Okay, all right, let's see where it goes. I actually said to her, who's giving the information? And she's actually just put the thought of being mum into my mind. So let's just put the fair hair to one side for a moment. Hopefully that will come forward, because it was very, very clear for all the time that Mike was talking to our previous caller.
It could be because I'm colouring my hair right now. But I'm covering up the grey.
Okay, but she would know it was dark. It just seemed to me, whether she wants you to have it fair to blonde, I've no idea. Maybe you've thought about it. Who knows? But I just say it was very, very relevant. But she gives me this strong feeling that you have quite lovely natural hair, natural wavy kind of hair.
Yes.
But she also gives me the sense that it's down past your shoulders, Susan. Would that be right?
It's at my shoulders right now, so yeah.
And it's got quite a nice natural wave to it. That's the
feel. Oh, yeah, I have curly hair. Yes.
Okay. So your mum's referring to this because she said you always did have. But what she actually says to me here is that when your hair grows, rather than grow downwards, it grows outwards. So it's quite, you know, it really does get quite bouncy.
Yes, I get very big hair.
Okay. Yeah. I just had this wonderful picture of, you know, just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And she's smiling with this. And I want to just try and bring some information here about your mum, because I do feel with her, she's a very soft lady. She's quite a soft energy. She was also your friend as well as your mum. So there was a really nice relationship between you. Visually, you are both quite alike. I guess that's natural for mums and daughters. But your mum has quite a petite face. And she has a really nice jawline. And you do. And what comes to me here, Susan, is that you as she's putting it in my mind, you have that beautiful, gracious look of, it sounds a little bit obvious, but almost like a film star, you know? Very petite nose, very petite jaw, and very petite hands. And she said, you are a very pretty lady.
Oh,
very pretty lady. And she was too. And there's a wonderful photograph of you and your mum. You both have your heads together, leaning them in together. And it doesn't look like a big enough age gap between you to be mother and daughter.
Yes, we were told that a lot when she was alive. So
okay, so she's posing as your sister today. I like this lady's sense of humour. She's quite funny. And also, Susan, I just have this sense here, there was a lot of visiting backwards and forwards to the hospital with her.
Yes.
And the smell of the clinic, you really can't bear it, can you?
No, I can't stand it, no.
She said you always tried to be very strong, but it really overwhelmed you at times because your mum had to stay in hospital several times. And I have the sense here of you having to go in and stay with her and wanting to be with her. And you would look after her beauty routine. It was very important to your mum to have her hands well cared for. And she's got all this lovely massaging into her hands, but she shows me actually painting her fingernails for her. And a nice sort of nice pearly pink colour. But I do know that this lady had a passion for having red nails.
Yes.
And she said, I've still got them. And she's just waving them up in the air so that you can see them. I wish you could see what I could see. And she said, I still got those red nails. And she said, I still have my hair done. Your mum's showing me herself with a kind of chestnut auburn coloured hair. You have a slight red tinge to it.
She actually dyed her hair black.
Did she?
So,
do you remember
her hair naturally, I think, was lighter than that, so...
Okay, I just get the sense here that she's got a chestnut brown lady. And again, being a very attractive lady. There was a query over her health care, Susan, which I think caused you some upset.
Yes.
And she said, you could not have done any more than you did. And she knows that there was a time when you spoke to the nursing team that looked after her and said, you've got to do something about this. You know, you need to do more to recognize what she needs.
Yes.
And you're absolutely sure, because you can say no to a medium if it's not right. We'd prefer that if it's not right, because, you know, we can sometimes misperceive things. But she just gave me the sense that you did absolutely everything that you could have done. And you're in an apartment, are you not, Susan?
Yes.
Because she said it's not a house, it's like an apartment that she can see. And there's been quite a lot of noise around the outside in the environment that I feel has been kind of getting you down a little bit.
Yes.
So it's sort of outside noise that other people are creating.
Yes, I don't like outside noise, actually.
Okay, and she said it has been particular at this moment in time, but she tells me it would be very difficult for you to move right now. And
yes, that's correct.
In your mind, you're looking for ways that you could move a bit further out into the countryside, but at the moment, the finances won't quite allow that to happen. Okay. And my love, are you a nurse? I can actually see you in a white uniform.
No.
Just bear with me a moment. I have the sense.
I'm a helper. I'm a helper, though. So
you are a helper. Okay. Do you wear a white uniform?
No, I don't wear a uniform.
Okay. I think she tried to. What she gave me the feeling was that for work you provide healthcare.
In a way, yeah. I provide mental health care.
Oh, okay. Because my she's kind of given me that. Sometimes spirit do that. They show you something that represents it. And she tells me, you know, that you really do enjoy it. You're very good at your job. And I've had some frustrations recently with the legal implications around the work that you do.
Yes.
So so that the because I believe you work for somebody else, you work for an organisation.
Yes.
And she said you're not happy about what's going on there at the moment.
Oh, completely.
Because you just want to help people, and it's all this. She said all these ridiculous rules and regulations are making it very difficult for you at this particular time. And her message to you on that is just do what you do best.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, just stay in your mind where you know you work best. And that intention behind that should not ride you over this difficult period. There's been a lot of changes in your working environment, and she's not happy to see all of this taking place, and neither are you.
Right.
Okay. She's put in a picture in my mind of a gentleman that I believe is your partner.
I've been recently seeing someone. I mean, just started.
Yeah, okay, because I didn't feel this is somebody that, you know, it was too personal, but I don't think it's somebody that actually lives with you, but it's a partner, it's somebody that she's showing me. And I had the sense here of, I could see this man with brown hair.
Yes.
And it's a lighter brown hair.
Mm.
And but so little bits of grey coming in around the side. Does it sound like him?
He has almost black hair.
Oh, it's not him then, is it? Right, this is definitely not what I saw. Let me describe it, and then it may fall into place. She was described to me about somebody that had been your partner that had this light brown hair that was quite a solid man, quite a big height and quite solid. And I heard the name of Steve mentioned.
Steve?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, will you bear in mind that she's mentioned this? You never know, she might be setting up with somebody else. but she just mentioned it, and it was very clear, and I felt partner. And sometimes they can see things. It may be that a gentleman by that description and that name is known to your partner and will become relevant to you both. It's something to do with what's going on now that may transpire a little bit later on there, darling. Okay, so Mum just wanted to say thank you for the friendship and also for having her Bible.
Yes.
She showed me her Bible that you have, yes?
Yes.
And that was, she really lived by that, although she applied her own logic and wisdom to her readings.
Yes.
And that was very important as well. And you're also a deeply spiritual lady. Could I just say I actually feel that your partner is a professional man? I really felt that here we have somebody that also works with people, helping and supporting people.
Okay.
If that's not the chappy, then it's interesting to see what's going on here. Bear it in mind. As we said, it's all on archive there, so you'll have a copy of the reading. It will make sense to you, I promise. Don't let it confuse you. But your mum is just saying, thank you for looking after my Bible and for maintaining my standards within your life, because she had very high standards there. And she just wanted to say that at this moment in time, when it comes to the job, just count to 10 and remember why you do the job you do in the first place. Okay?
Okay.
And
all
she...
Right.
Also talk to you about doing a little bit of work outside of that organisation for somebody else as well.
Okay.
So that will come to the forefront for you. Okay?
All right.
So it's quite an exciting time for you. Your mum's giving me the sense, though she's lovely, I could just talk all night to her, but she's just saying, no, my love, she's just putting the name of Mary into my head. Now, if that's not her name, then there's a lady here that is known very clearly to her that is also called Mary.
Okay.
I actually feel that this is her aunt that feels like her godmother.
Okay.
Probably a lot to take in, but it will. Yeah. I promise you it will place itself. It always does. So she's having to step back now, but what she's just leaving that is everything's fine at the moment. Please enjoy your life, because you have a tendency to wonder if something might go wrong. That's just your natural way of seeing things. Yeah, it's almost like, is this too good to be true?
Right.
at the moment she's just saying, you know, she's trying to help with the noise outside of your apartment. I just really try and breathe and relax on it all, because what you're worrying about now won't be there to worry about. Your worries will have changed inside 3 months. So do take that. I hope her message has been helpful to you, Susan.
Thank you.
Yeah, and she's just saying thank you for looking after my little gold bracelet also.
Okay.
All right, okay. So thank you for ringing in. It's lovely to talk to you, Susan. Lovely to talk to your mum as well.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Remember, go to www.mikespirit.fm to have a copy of that reading in my archives. Donna, we've come to the end of the show. I must say, absolutely amazing working with you. I've loved every second of it. You're absolutely
lovely,
fantastic worker for the spirit world, I must say. And it was a pleasure to join up and do this. Well, it was short, but it's felt short, this show with you. I must say, if people are listening, which I know that they are, and if you want to get a hold of Donna, you can catch Donna on the website, which is www.donnastewart.co.uk. And I got that right this week, haven't I, Donna?
You have. Well, you can just Google Donna Stewart, and I usually pop up.
There we are. You can look on Facebook and Donna Stewart Medium. Like that page, and that's where you'll be able to have... my chat room is laughing at me now because I get it wrong every week, Donna. But if you go over to Facebook and look for Donna Stewart Medium, like the page, and that's where you'll be able to get all of Donna's updates. I'm going to quickly say, because we didn't have a chance in the beginning of the show, I do have some tickets for Oscar. You remember Oscar from a few weeks ago? That's for next week, next Saturday. That's the 17th. It's at Glastonbury Assembly Rooms on the High Street. If you want tickets, obviously there's no time for a competition now, but if you want tickets, head over to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, all separate words. Drop me a message and I'll hook you up with these tickets. That's for next Sunday at 7:30 p.m. UK time. So if you are in the UK and you want these tickets, go over to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, and I'll hook you up with these tickets. I'll spend maybe an hour or so on Facebook and answering your questions there. But Donna, once again, I suppose the main question I want to ask you, and I suppose it's on a lot of people's minds, would you come back?
I would love to, Mike. I've thoroughly enjoyed working with you and with our callers, so it would be my honour. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, no problem. Well, we'll chat with you very, very soon, Donna. But for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.